If you've wondered, do I do a live podcast, a pre-recorded podcast, or a little bit of both? This is the episode for you. I'm answering this exact question, but also covering how to make your pre-recorded podcast live and how to make your live podcast post-produced so you can get the benefits of both. Let's dive in. We do everything pre-recorded. I would say 98% though. I am experimenting with live, by the way. So every last Thursday, it's called the Last Thursday Q&A. I do that live on LinkedIn every Thursday. This is brand new, just started. Or sorry, not every Thursday, the last Thursday of the month. And then the first Tuesday of the month, I do a LinkedIn live with a guest. So that's 12 guests a year. So that means like my podcast doesn't turn into a guest podcast, but I also get the ability to influence or to invite and speak to people who have much bigger audiences, leverage their audience, and then on top of my audience and kind of collaborate. And then I have this huge like 200 to 300 person list, email list from that. So pre-recorded is great. I would always, always, always start there. Don't put the pressure on yourself to do live. This is me doing this here is different than me doing the pre-recorded. Way, way, way different. But just make sure you adapt to each. If it's pre-recorded, just know that everybody who's listening and watching is not all together, right? So you're talking to one person at a time. If it's live, you can address the plural, everybody, right? So it's just, there's nuances, but stick to pre-recorded. That's pretty much the standard. You could go really, really far with that. There are benefits to live, but it's also a logistical nightmare. So, or it can be. In the meantime, sorry, I'll just say this too. This will be both. So all of your lives should also be pre-recorded and post-produced. I have this camera over here. I have the side camera going, and I have this main camera, and I'm recording myself, and Steph's recording. This is going to be put on my podcast. And all the clips from this are going to be post-produced and my team's going to go cut them all up. So also with live, you get some of the benefits of both. So there's that too. This is all a relationship game, right? Like this isn't a transactional relationship, for example, with Novo, right? Like I use Novo, but like me and Steph are buddies, you know, like we're not just doing this this is a transactional like business thing we're doing. Anything with content, media, and the marketing for your business and sales is all relationship based. So when it comes to a podcast when it comes to building strategic partnerships with people who have podcasts in your arena, you have to take that like you're going to take any relationship or any sale. You have to go into it with no expectations. You have to say, hey, I noticed on your podcast, you talked about X and Y. I actually talk about Z. So if you're looking to do an episode about Z, then I'm here. And if not, and you don't want to, or you think I'm crazy, or you don't like my hair, I don't know. People won't do it for all random weird reasons. Then that's okay. And then but if you build 10 to 20 of these relationships, as they see you releasing social media content about what you do, right? And you're becoming the go-to person, then people are going to actually begin to ask you to be on their podcast. But it can all start with you building these strategic relationships with podcasters by just being normal. Just saying, hey, I would love to be, you don't even have to say I would love to be in the podcast. I would just say, if you need a guest that talks about this, that's what I do. All good if not. Thanks, Ilana. Appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.